What's up? Welcome back to another awesome episode of Life in a Show podcast. On Life in a Show, we help people really live the life they want as determined by them and not society. I'm joined by Polish Peter, my co-host today. We got an awesome topic, my brother.
Yeah, man, we're going to talk about all the different squirrels that are going on in your head, right?
Yeah.
And constantly talking and going different places.
Well, more specifically, how do you, you know, this is a question I get a lot. Hey, I totally get it that you guys like, you know, want to cut back on work and I want to spend time with my family and everything else. But like, all I do is think about work when I'm not with my family. And all I do is think about my family when I'm not at work, when I'm at work. So what we're going to talk about today is how to separate the two. How do you turn off your mind for business when you're with family? And how do you turn off, you know, and focus on business when it's time to work? Like, I think these are two areas that people really struggle with, man, because here's the thing. If you're thinking about the other while you're doing the one, you will never be successful in the one. And you will constantly live in this state of anxiety, of FOMO, and of guilt, really, man. Like, have you ever had it happen where, you know, you're with your family and in the back of your head, you're like, man, I really should be working right now. Like, I really got some stuff to do.
That has never happened to me, ever.
No?
Well, ever.
I guess you have nothing to do then, man. That's good for you.
Yeah, that has never happened, you know, and it's one of the things that I think looking back with my, you know, kids growing up and with my, you know, previous marriage and all that kind of stuff, that was one of the reasons why, you know, like, I wasn't present. Because what ends up happening when you have this conversation in your head, you're not present. You're not present in the very moment what you have going on in front of you. So how do you actually turn that off to be able to be present that time?
Yeah. So I want to make this really tactical for people. And some things that have worked for me as well as I've seen in other life and errors. And so maybe one of these will resonate with you. And if you could just get one nugget from this and you can start to make a change in your own mindset around life and business, it'll be worth it. So check it out. So the first thing I'd say is like, you've got to come to the realization, this took me a long time to do, is that there will always, and I do mean always with a capital A, be things to do in your business. There are always going to be fires that are burning. There will always be things that will become fires if you let them go long enough. There will be things that you need to do yesterday. You needed to do yesterday. And one of the things I think you got to recognize is like, this is just business. That's the way it is. And so instead of stop believing the myth that you will catch up, because that will never happen. And I've never heard anybody say that to me, and I wish they would have, because I functioned with this false belief that I could catch up. But the reason you will never catch up is because the more you are in business, hopefully, the better you get at it. And as you get better, you start spotting new opportunities. You start seeing new things to improve. You start having new ideas for initiatives. You start to like expand and grow in terms of your ability to like, you know, think and strategize and devise all of these things. And so this list, at least for me, has continued to expand. Dude, you should see my, like, I keep track of it. You know, it's not like on my immediate to-do list, but I keep track of these ideas. And
on a spreadsheet?
No, it's not in a spreadsheet. Actually, it is in a spreadsheet. Like, one of them is in a spreadsheet. I have a couple different places. And I've continued to see this document grow.
Yeah.
And if I were just to focus on that, and I would drive myself nuts, dude. I would just not stop working for the next 30 years without taking lunch breaks. Like, you know, I just have so much that I could do. And you just got to wrap your head around this. Like, it's okay. And that's okay. And you don't have to do all these things, but you just got to wrap your mind around this idea of catching up as being it's false. You're not going to do it. So just be comfortable being behind. And that if you're comfortable being behind, then you're fine. And this deadline that you put on yourself, this pressure you put on yourself, doesn't follow you around everywhere you go. So that it's constantly in the back of your head, like, well, I have to do this, I have to do that. Like, because that was me back in the day. Like, I always it didn't matter if I was in the shower, driving my car, at the gym. Like, it was constantly like thinking about all the stuff I had to do.
So that's why you don't have any hair. That's where it came from. Yeah, all that. Yeah. So listen, but this is a really good point that he talks about, because think about it, this applies to anything and everything in life. If you really think about this, anytime there was growth involved, the list is never going to go away just by the very nature. Think about it. If I'm growing, it's not going to go away. If you go to the gym, you want to grow, you're constantly going to be working out, right? So you can't just stop. I don't know if you ever experienced when you clean your house and you know wipe down the counters, and then sun comes through, hour later it shines on the counter and you see little dust mites, right? All of a sudden I gotta do it again, right? So the point I'm making here is that that list is never going to get done. And like he said, once you recognize that and give yourself the permission to be okay with it, then you're like, oh, okay, let's move on. Let's do one thing at a time and keep moving forward. So that's a really good point. What else you got?
So the other thing is like, related to that, but a little bit different, is that like resetting the timeline on when you expect to get things done. And what I mean by that is like, if you look at most things in business, there's not a firm deadline that, if violated, will result in the collapse of your business. Now, certainly, for instance, like in Life and Air, for instance, we have our Get a Life Getaway, we have our Business Builder Workshop. And yeah, the marketing has to go out on time for that. And yeah, we got to make the phone calls to people before the event to make sure that they're coming and get them excited about it, make sure they understand how awesome of a thing this is going to be. But most things are, and by the way, if we didn't do that, the event would still go on. We might have less people, but it's not going to collapse the business. And so you've got to recognize, I think, the timeline that you place on yourself and the deadlines that you most likely arbitrarily chose, if you even have a deadline, are causing you stress that is unnecessary. And so, wanting to get things done and needing to get things done are completely different things. And so this kind of relates a little bit to the first, but it's more of, instead of the number of tasks to do, now we're talking about when they get done. And so I would just, look at, every item that you have that you feel stress about, that you feel pressure to accomplish or achieve, ask, like, is this really something that I have to do now? Is my business going to collapse, or am I just creating these false, pressures on myself because of my own expectations?
Yeah, and we're not saying that deadlines are not good or not necessary, but recognize how you're placing them. You know, because if you have people involved in your business, you have a team on your, in your company and employees, what does that do to the morale, right? Are they like I hate working for this company because it's, I can't keep up kind of a thing? Because at the end of the day, if that's the case, what do you think the employees are gonna do? Are they gonna stay with you, or they're gonna start looking for a different place, right? So deadlines are important. Just recognize how you are structuring those things to be able to go and live life and have that space up here between your 2 years.
Yeah, man. Another one like I've noticed for myself is when I felt that I had all these things to do and I had deadlines, most of those things I'd noticed were related to me and the things that I felt I needed to do. So there's also a mindset shift that had to occur, as well as like a transition into the business work site that, like I don't need to really do these things. Somebody else can do them.
Right.
Or, you know what? I don't need to do these things. I can have automation do these things. And so there was a very tactical evolution to me offloading things that previously I had been doing so that somebody else could do them. And this is important too, is like and this did not happen overnight, but eventually I built up the trust that it would get done. And I didn't feel, because like here's what happens for a lot of people, is like you'll hand something off and now you're just kind of like still worried about it because you're not sure if it's going to get done, if it's going to get done right. Like, are they going to do it the way, you know what I mean? Like, so over time, as you build that trust, like you can actually just rest and just assume it's being done, as you build that trust. And as you've really kind of like offloaded those things in an appropriate manner, not just relegated them, not just hand them off without any, training, but like when you give it to somebody you trust, who's competent, who knows what they're doing, they have the instructions, they have the bandwidth to get it done. And that's been a huge benefit for me as well, is like, for instance, I know that this is going out with or without me, and that's so nice. Like, dude, I got back from Italy. I'm going to Mexico in a couple of days. Like, I'm not going to be here. And things have to get done without me. And so like,
It's such a good thing that you're not going to be here.
yeah,
Employees will get some rest.
right. Yeah. So yeah, exactly. They're like, oh, good, he's gone again. And so, so having those systems and processes in place is another very tactical way, like to give you some peace of mind so that you don't have to feel guilty about not getting it done when you're spending time doing, things you enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of things that I heard from that particular share that you just talked about, how much of it is I, right? So if you have that conversation going on I, that is what's keeping that chatter going on in your head and switching it, who else can get this done? How can it get done? Who do I need to talk to? Those kinds of things. And now you start to, delegate and things like that. And I think there's a frees up that space in your head. So I got a few other ones that I like from that perspective of, unless you got something else that you want to share, you got
Well,
another one?
I have one more, man, and
Okay.
this is really just kind of what I call like zooming out. And so many times, like picture it this way. Imagine you're a bug crawling through the grass, and a single blade of grass is this huge, daunting, overwhelming thing, and you're like, oh my gosh, and you look around and that's all you see is more, and like you can't even, I mean, you don't know what to do. I mean, imagine how overwhelming that must feel. Like you're trying to make it across the lawn, and it feels like it's like a lifetime, pilgrimage here. But if you zoom out and if you raise yourself up, imagine that you could just go straight up and into the sky. You see that you're really talking about a 2-foot patch of grass that seems so overwhelming because you're in it. So zooming out to not only get a real perspective on like the business itself, but also even more importantly, what is the most important thing to me? And what am I sacrificing when I am trying to turn off my mind and I realize that I'm with my family and there's nothing I can do about my business now anyway. All I'm going to do is stress about it. I'm not getting any work done. Like, forget about it and just prioritize being present and learning how to prioritize being present both in business. While you're in business and in your personal life, or dude, when you're in the gym, be in the gym. When you're with your kid, be with your kid. Like, and just learning to, like, I almost think of it as like segmenting your this is gonna might get me in trouble here. I think sometimes men are a little bit better at this because we're used to like having compartments for things.
Oh, you're gonna get hate mail
Oh yeah, I totally am.
now.
But it still applies to everyone. And learning to segment different parts of your life so that you can fully be present and focus on that thing in front of you, guided by your vision, right? And remember
No.
what you're going to sacrifice if you don't do that. Because the alternative is you just like half enjoy your kids and then half guilty about your business, half good in business and half good. I mean, it's just the alternative is just garbage.
Right.
Hey, we'll get right back to our episode, but before we do, I want to tell you about our business builder workshop. Peter, I love this event, man. Why do people need to go?
Yeah, because you are going to be designing your own business, right? If you haven't been successful in the business as well as you would like it to, this is the event to be, because we're going to be working through everything. It's like an MBA in 3 days for your own business.
That's right, man. We cover everything from systems, processes, automation, hiring, sales, marketing. It is like what Peter said. We've had a woman who went to business school. She said she learned more in 3 days with us than she did at 2 years of her business school. So if you would like to make a transformational change in your business as well, go to lifeinner.com right now. Click on the Business Builder Workshop, register for event, and we will see you there.
I think you're onto something in, when you talk about this particular zooming out. First thing that popped into my head as you're talking about this, that movie Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, right?
Oh, that was a great movie.
Yep. And so, because that's what they were like, doing, think about it this way. And the other aspect that popped into my head is this. Think about it this way. You get stuck in the weeds a lot of times. When the mind keeps going, you get stuck in the weeds. And when you're in the weeds, all of a sudden, like, these weeds look huge. But when you zoom out, like you were saying, all of a sudden, you're like, it's not that big of a deal, right? Not everything, but most of the things that you're basically worried about and be anxious about, they become not as big deal as you thought it was going to be. So,
Right.
do you have any other ones? Or I got a couple
Yeah,
of
go ahead,
them.
man.
So, listen, another thing is this. I think that that people, their mind is going, is that a lot of people, and I have this conversation with some of my students, is they keep thinking about all the different things that they need to resolve and get done and things like that. And all of this stuff stays in here in the head. So simple little exercise is literally just put it down on the paper. Just write all of this stuff on the paper. And I don't care what it is, you just dump it all out. Like I call it a brain dump. Because what ends up happening is your mind keeps the conversation going in order not to forget about that thing. But once you put it down on the paper, guess what? Now you're not going to forget because it's already on the paper. So just writing this down all of a sudden allows your mind to be a little bit freer to be able to go about your day.
Dude,
That's
that's a
helped me
huge tip.
tremendously.
That's a huge tip, man. I totally do that. And it allows me to really, yeah, exactly what you're talking about. And I'm, by the way, I'm looking at papers on my desk right now that I have to take from those notes and put it into my Google Docs. But like, this is such a great tip because it does exactly what you're saying. Like, gets it out of your mind. You're not, you know, and whether it's a phone call you got to make later, whether it's an idea you had because you saw a sign at a fast food restaurant and you saw a marketing idea you could apply to your bit, like whatever it is, put it down and get it out.
Yeah, like you the restaurant. Take a picture. You have it in your palm, and now you're good, right? All right, the next one is this. And I think this is really important because most people don't do this. We don't train our minds in order for me to be in charge as opposed to my mind to be in charge of me. What does that mean? That means that, you know, we've heard, you know, let's say The Morning Miracle, right? That's a very popular book out there. And having the quiet time. How many people do actually sit down and have quiet time? You know, the meditation conversation that's been around for a long time, it says, you know, quiet your time. And some people go sit down and try to meditate. And what ends up happening, a whole bunch of conversations happening. And they're like, I can't do it. Well, it will happen, but it takes time to be able to go into this kind of like, you know, allowing the thoughts to go and pass through. Because that's what kind of meditation is, right? You have a thought and you just let it go, let it just pass through. And the reason why we are not able to eliminate the chatter because we get hooked by those thoughts, right? We start thinking about it, and then we start going down the rabbit hole of what I need to do, and then and next thing, and the next thing, and next thing. So the thing is, having, let's say, in the morning, set time aside to start training your mind to go into this, I call it, let's say, empty box, right? Or like I call it, you know, stare at the wall time. Like I have these times with, and every day, and especially like on Saturday, I have a longer time where I just look and stare at the wall, kind of go blank. And every single time a thought pops up, I let it go. And you start to train your mind to not get hooked by this. Okay. And I think it's a really powerful thing that a lot of people don't do, especially if you feel like you're busy, like you got to take care of A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And you think it's like, this is the last thing I need to do is go and sit down and be quiet and not do anything. So that's another tip. And the last one that it's just popped into my head as I'm talking about is this. Most people, when they are, you know, looking from the perspective of their vision, their life, let's say I'm spending time with my kids and being present in that very moment with my kid. If you really think about this, this is really hard for me to talk about, is that we don't make this a must because something else feels like it's more important than this specific moment. But if you look from the perspective that this is the most important thing that I need to do right now, because this is in my vision, and let's say I put it on my calendar, and the most important thing is I have to be present with my kids. Granted, your mind is going to go out somewhere, but you got to come back. You know, you come back to that present moment and start spending time with that kid. Or you, like you said earlier, go into the gym and do the gym at the gym. And when you start looking from everything in that very moment that this is my must, then you start to train your mind to be present and not let the chatter go all over the place, you know, throughout your day.
Well, man, this is the thing you got to recognize too. Like, work will always be there. 'Cause, like I said before, like, you're never going to
Yeah.
catch up. That means it'll always be present. Like, it'll always be there. Your family will not always be there. Your health may not always be there. Those things, it's, you know, we talk about this, you know, the Eisenhower Matrix, it was popularized by Stephen Covey, has the urgent, important kind of quadrants. And, you know, it's so easy to think that work is urgent. And our family's always going to be there, and we just take it for granted until it's not. You know, one of my best buddies' uncle died over the weekend, just completely suddenly.
Wow.
Like, and so it's his dad's twin brother, and
Jeez.
it just, dude, it just makes you realize, like, there's some sort of man, I really just feel like there's some sort of defect or factory. It's like a factory defect of our minds that misprioritize things, and we have this inability to really conceptualize death and time until we have a huge incident or something that just shakes us to our core. And then even those times, I think sometimes we can revert back to the old way of being once enough time has passed. And so this is why a vision is just so important. It's to remind you of those things that are important. You know, like when we're at the Good Life Getaway, spoiler alert, we show a video that was recommended to me by one of our coaches who passed away a few years ago. And like every time I see that video, I'm just reminded. And so, you know, this whole thing of like, you know, turning off your business mind when you're with your family and vice versa, like this is where the gold is. This is what's going to allow you to give you the emotional, the mental freedom to enjoy your business and enjoy your life. And if you miss this, like, I don't care if you do have a vision. I don't care if you are only working 20 hours a week, but if you're not fully living when you're living and you're not engaging your business when you're in your business, you're going to miss out. You're still compromising. You're still compromised in terms of your ability to love and enjoy that vision. So you've got to get your head wrapped around this whole thing of being there while you're there.
Yeah, and one thing that popped into my head as you were talking about this is, I wish I could remember who said this quote is that if you're healthy, you have 1,000 problems. If you're sick, you only have one. And you know, I think it's a really powerful thing because all of a sudden it changes the perspective of how we deal with life, you know? And I think if we apply this kind of a thinking to look from the perspective of being in the present very moment, all of a sudden, it makes a tremendous difference in how you go and live life.
Totally. So let's just summarize real quick, man. Give some people some nuggets to munch on here while until next week. So number one, just recognize there's always gonna be 1,000 things to do. You're never gonna catch up. It's just the way it is. Business will always be there. Work will always be there. Number two, you know, you mentioned writing it down, getting that out of your head. As soon as you have that thing, just capture it and continue with your day. We talked about you know, using systems and processes and tools, people, automation to start to get things done in your business so it doesn't rely on you. We talked about reestablishing your timeline for things and setting false deadlines and expectations that just create pressure for you to re-examine those. We talked about having a vision, you know, realizing what's most important to you. We talked about zooming out, you know, from the bug in the grass to like the eagle soaring over the mountains and training your mind in quiet time, really focusing on those things. Did I miss anything?
No, I think you're good, man.
Yeah. All right, listen, guys. I hope we hope you really enjoyed this episode. You got something out of it. Like this is the tactical nuts and bolts that really make a difference in the attainment and enjoyment of your vision. If you don't have a vision, you already know where to go. If you don't know where to go, this has to be your first episode ever. It's the Get Life Getaway. And if you want help with the business stuff, it's a business builder workshop. Share this with somebody who you think needs to hear it, with somebody who you feel, or maybe they've expressed to you, they have a hard time unplugging. They have a hard time letting go and letting and being present in the moment, because this will make a difference for them. And together we can make a difference for business owners everywhere. See you next week, everyone. Take care.